You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
We're going to talk some local sports this segment here on the show. Again, the fall sports season, it's completely wrapped up, finished. Over the weekend, the USU Eastern volleyball team, their historic season came to a close in the conference tournament. And the winter sports season, it tipped off. Both the men and the women of USU Eastern, as you heard during that last commercial break, a perfect 2-0 after the opening weekend. Joining us right now to talk about that and some of the other topics surrounding the JUCO athletic scene here in the Castle Country, we have USU Eastern Vice Chancellor Greg Dart. Greg, a pleasure as always. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Definitely. Greg, before we get off and rolling, talking about the fall and the winter sports season, you are joining us today to discuss, I guess we could say, some movement within the athletics department once again. In fact, as you sit here talking with us today, you're the interim athletic director at USU Eastern.
Yeah, which is never a good sign for anybody, I don't think. A sad thing, but a good thing for her is that Chelsea Warburton, who served just very admirably as our athletic director for the last year and a half, but also serves as our head women's basketball coach, and has then also started as a graduate student and doing a master's degree, felt like that might be a little too much on her plate. And so she stepped down from the athletic director role here just recently. And so we're sad to see her. She's done a tremendous job in that. She's made it through the hardest part of this year, and she made it through all of last year. But just wanted to make sure that her focus was on her team and then on her studies as well. And so we wish her the best, and we'll still have her coaching our women's basketball team, but it leaves us needing an athletic director. So I stepped in as in the interim role as we try and determine what our next steps will be, and then we expect some kind of announcement here in the next few weeks of what will be happening with the athletic director role. I can tell you I'm not the long-term solution.
It's the second time you've been the interim athletic director.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I hope this time's a lot shorter than last time. But yes, I'm very familiar with it. I oversee athletics, but having somebody who's there day to day is a much better solution than having me.
Now, you definitely have a background in athletics, though. You're well familiar with it. And, of course, that's why you're joining us today. We can talk about what was a very exciting fall sports season at USU Eastern. We'll start by talking about the volleyball team. For the first time in school history, they entered the conference tournament as the number 2 seed. I know things didn't quite go as planned at the conference tournament for Coach Jensen and her group, but still, I mean, just a phenomenal season all the way around.
Yeah. So last year, the team was ranked throughout the year and had really taken a step forward, but the challenge was at the top of our conference, you can be ranked number 10 in the nation and be 4th in the conference. That's
right.
Just the way it goes. Yeah. with Snow, with Salt Lake, with CSI. These are perennial powerhouses in junior college volleyball. And so this year, the goal going in was to get some wins against those top programs. And so when it was all said and done, Danielle Jensen's squad got wins against all of them, and it was a good thing. So going into the conference tournament as a 2 seed was nice, get that first round bye, but you still end up having to play that. For them, it was Snow College, who's been a top 10 team all year long, and they had split with Snow during the regular season, ended up losing in the conference tournament, but nothing to hang your head about. They had an amazing season and a historic season for us.
Definitely. Well, when you look at what Coach Jensen has managed to accomplish over the last couple of seasons, it's pretty amazing. I mean, she's done a tremendous job, and again, this is kind of a homegrown coach, so I think it's a good story. What is it about Coach Jensen that has allowed the success for the program? I mean, what methods, or is she a player's coach? I mean, how do you contribute to her success?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that play into it. And when we brought her in, it was funny. The only person who didn't think that she was maybe ready for the job was her. She was a little concerned that we might have more faith in her than she had in herself. She, you know, had coached at the club level and coached at high school, but had never coached in college. And we saw something from her time that we thought she was tremendous. But she comes in, she's very much a player's coach. She's somebody who very much supports all of her players. They know her, they get along with her. But she's a great X's and O's coach too. I think the biggest thing though, she's a great recruiter. She when she goes out and she talks to potential student athletes, they want to play for her. And so she's brought in student athletes that are just tremendous. And she's been more successful each of her 3 years. She just continues to build on the success that she's had.
Now, with all that being said on volleyball, it was a fun year for the soccer team as well. You know, we talked to Coach Hammond Bennett throughout the entire year. We always love getting the updates from Coach. But again, a season that ultimately fell short, both of them falling in the opening round of the SWAC tournament. Tough conference. Boy, the rest of the state caught up really fast in JUCO soccer, didn't they?
Yeah, and we knew that was what was going to happen. And it was a challenge. Soccer this year probably took a step back from where they have in the past, and I think part of that was due to a few injuries, and a part of it was just the ball didn't bounce the way that it needed to. And watching soccer, it's pretty amazing. Even in the conference tournament, you know, on the women's side, we had a lot of scoring tries, and just were wide on a few of those, and it just didn't, the ball didn't bounce that way. And that's one thing with soccer, whether it's at the JUCO level or whether you're watching RSL last night. And I mean, it's just a whole different game as far as the way a game turns on one or two chances.
So when you look at the grand scheme of things in the fall sports season, I know rodeo was also going on throughout the fall as well. How did you assess it from an interim athletic director standpoint, looking at the way the coaches manage the kids and the way that the kids actually performed on the field and the way the kids were performing in the classroom? I know there's so many different, you know, avenues that you can take, you know, student athletes, but I mean, how did you assess it?
Yeah, I think our athletic teams have taken strides forward each of the last 3 or 4 years, and this year is no different. I know that Coach Bennett would probably tell you he wish he had a few more wins in the season, but it was a tremendous year. What volleyball did, even though it didn't go the way they wanted to in the region tournament, throughout the season, I think just speaks volumes to what they're doing, and that's just what's happening on the field and or on the court. If you look at rodeo, they've had a lot of success as well. It's been exciting to see. But the big thing is that, you know, we are seeing success in the classroom that we haven't seen in the past. We had more academic All-Americans last year than we've ever had before, and that was up from the year before, which was the most we had ever had. And so we're seeing a lot of success, and I think just programs that are moving forward with higher expectations, with great athletes, and with really great opportunities.
Again, we're being joined right now by Greg Dart, USU Eastern Vice Chancellor and also Interim Athletic Director. Greg, let's move on and talk about the winter sports season, because it is here. I know both the men and the women opened up the basketball season this past weekend at Snow College in Ephraim. They come back home, both sitting at 2-0, and they'll have an opportunity to continue those winning trends Friday and Saturday at home of the BDAC.
Yeah, exciting to have home basketball, and home basketball against some good competition coming from Region 9 and Region 1 in Wyoming and Arizona this weekend. And coming back with two wins, our men's team, they struggled to get the first win over Western Wyoming. They were down 14 and kept turning the ball over, and I felt like I could probably shoot foul shots better than they did in that first game. They missed 21 out of 43 foul shots, but they also found a way to come back and win that game, and saw a lot of growth in that one game. The women's team looked really good in what they're doing. They're both very young teams, which is what happens in junior
sure.
college. But to have them at home this weekend playing against some top-notch competition is really exciting, to have those kind of games this early on your home court.
Yeah, it sure does beat coming out to the BDAC to watch Impact Academy.
Yeah, and nothing against what Impact Academy tries to do,
no.
but they're not junior college no. athletics. They're not Western Wyoming is a perennial top Region 9 program. Eastern Arizona is a good program down there in Region 1, and so to have those teams coming in is great, and it gives the fans something to come and look at that I think will be exciting to see early on. And so Friday starting at 5:30, Saturday starting at 4, there will be great games at the BDAC this weekend.
And it's going to start what's going to be a good trend. I know it's a busy time of the year. I mean, JUCO basketball, it is the longest sports season of any collegiate sport. I mean, it goes on and on and on. It is a marathon. But a lot of freshmen on the men's side this year, and on the women's side as well. I'm not saying it's a it's hitting the restart button, but on the men's side, there's only two returners from last year.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of new faces, and only the two coming back makes it a little bit harder to get up and running. I think you saw that a little bit over the weekend that the team just needs to figure out how to gel, and but two returners. You did have a redshirt from last year who's back, and so kind of a third returner there. You've got a few that are transferred in, so sophomores, but are first year in the program. But you look up and down that roster, and it's freshman after freshman. And so not all of them are the 18-year-old straight out of high school. You know, you have return missionaries, you have international players that have a little more experience. But it is going to take a good coaching job from Coach Vando, Coach Jones, Coach Condi to really get them where they need to be with all these new faces in the program.
Yeah, we got to talk to all three of those guys last week, and well, you can just tell a difference when you have two assistant coaches.
Yeah, it's one of those things. And I was just talking to our baseball coach this year. In baseball, you want a lot of hands, and he has a graduate assistant and an assistant coach, and he feels like he doesn't know what to do. And I'm like, you're still two coaches short of a lot of people in our conference. So in basketball, to have two assistant coaches and the ability to work with the bigs different from the guards and to work on shooting and defense and do those things, it gives Coach Vando some opportunities that he probably hasn't had for years.
Outside of basketball, again, with the winter sports season, Greg, is there anything else as far as developments within the athletic department or something we should be looking forward to here in the near future?
Yeah, a couple of things that are happening right now. I just came back from athletic director meetings at the volleyball tournament this weekend, and it was exciting to see Truckee Meadows Community College and Great Basin College. Their athletic directors were there because both are ready to start sports this coming fall. And so both will start with men's and women's soccer. And so soccer went from a sport that didn't exist to what will be the largest sport in our league. And Great Basin will also bring in volleyball for this coming year. And so you'll have another school in volleyball. They have an expansion plan that they're looking at men's and women's basketball. They're looking at softball, and they're looking at baseball. And so could have a full slate here within about 5 years, which is exciting. College of Southern Nevada is still working on, and looks like it's very possible that we're a year or two out from basketball at College of Southern Nevada, which is exciting. So to see those things happening, and then we have a couple of sports that we've been looking at for a couple of years, and just are trying to get ready to pull the plug on cross country for men's and women's, and then looking at golf as well. And so those are probably the next two that we're looking at, and it's just getting the timing right. And so I don't know if that'll be next year or when, but those are kind of our next two sports that we're looking at adding here.
Expansion is always fun and exciting.
It is. It is. And it's just been, it's one of those things that we have to feel like we're set up and ready to do it right. But when you look at what's happened with men's and women's soccer, when you look at what's happened with rodeo, when you look at what's happened with softball and with our spirit squad all over the last 4 years, it's an exciting time to be here. And to see, I guess, 5 years with soccer, it's really been exciting to see the things move forward the way they have.
Definitely. Well, Greg, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to come in and share some thoughts on what's happening within the athletic department. I always look forward to the conversations, and I'm sure we'll talk again real soon as an announcement on the athletic director spot. As you said, you anticipate in a few weeks. So hopefully we'll talk to you then.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, and hopefully we'll see everybody out at the BDAC this weekend.
Absolutely. That's Greg Dart, USU Eastern Vice Chancellor and also Interim Athletic Director. Always a pleasure to hear from him. We're going to break for just a moment. When we come back, we'll talk NBA basketball, and we have some college football still straight ahead.